Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a young man with us, Avery Anderson, and this is your second time here. Welcome, Avery.
Hi.
Well, Avery, first of all, we need to have you tell us your parents' names.
They're Sue and Steve Anderson.
And then we better get your grandparents' names in there.
Sherry and Jim Conn. We like to call them Jim, but his real name is James.
Okay. And so, you know, a lot of folks in the community know them, and they're getting better acquainted with you, Avery. And what grade are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in fifth.
Fifth grade. All right. So you're moving on up that ladder. Well, we have a lot of things we could visit about, so let's get going here. And the first one that I'm anxious to visit with you about is Boston. I understand you visited Boston.
Yeah. First of all, we went to Boston just to... Well, not just to goof around, but actually my little baby cousin, or I should say toddler cousin, Paige, she has this birthmark, so these shrine people are trying to laser surgery it. So, and apparently that's supposed to make it brighter, but... I don't know the science behind that.
All right.
Well, so okay. If you ever run into me and you ask that, don't ask me. Because I do not know.
I'm guessing one of these days you'll probably study that because you study a lot of things. But what were some of the things that you saw when you were in Boston that you were interested in?
Well, we saw the USS Constitution.
Okay. And what about that? I mean, what impressed you? What were some of the things that you thought were neat about that?
Well, in fourth grade, we kind of put some of our studies on that. Mm-hmm. And I also liked it because it was like a really, really old warship. And then we also saw this Cassin Young, which was like a battleship. I loved that one too because it was all modern day, like machine guns and all that stuff, missiles, torpedoes.
What was
torpedoes.
The difference in size between the Constitution and this battleship?
I don't really know.
I mean, was the one really, really big and the other really, really small, or not that much difference?
Not that much difference.
Okay.
The Cassin Young, that battleship, was really tall.
Okay, yes. And I don't know if you remember in the Constitution, did you see where the sailors slept?
Yeah, I
saw. What a little bitty space that was?
Yeah.
Something that about fit you now.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else?
Just imagine. A sailor sleeping in like a kid-sized bed.
Exactly. What else did you see in Boston?
Well, I also saw the Boston Celtics live. And if you're Cody McCready and you're listening, Cody is my friend. And if you're listening, Cody, guess what? You are not gonna believe this, but I saw that place.
Yeah. Pretty big, right? That's very big.
Yeah. I also saw the big Stanley Cup Finals banner.
Okay.
Because I saw a big Boston Celtics sign. That was awesome. When it said D Garden, I'm like, oh man, Cody would love this.
It was nice you were thinking of your friend while you were on this trip.
Yeah.
Did you walk on the Freedom Trail? Paul Revere's house.
I don't remember doing that.
Okay.
We stayed at the Constitution, and it has their own YMCA at it. That was fun.
Yes. Lots of great things to do in Boston.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, let's, something that I understand that you're interested in is weather.
Yeah.
So how did you get interested? What are some of the things you can tell us about weather?
Well, tornadoes are caused by supercells.
Okay. Would you like to chase tornadoes?
Yeah, someday. But the main thing that really grabs my attention is how to, like, warn people of severe weather. I mean, weather itself is okay, but I really love the fact about tornado sirens.
Okay.
I know a lot about them.
Well, tell me something else about them.
Here in Atlantic, we have a lot of these ones called thunderbolts. They're mostly yellow, and they have those really, really long horns with that support recording thing. And if you're wondering how I got into all this siren and beeswax, it's because of this one question I had. What are tornado sirens made out of? So I go on the internet, all that comes up is, what are tornado sirens? I'm like, what the heck? So I click, and I just keep watching videos, and just seeing the names of them, it's just, oh, I get it.
So how far away can we usually hear a tornado siren?
Well, basically the average tornado siren, it has like a 5,000 meter radius, but some of those new high-tech Whalen sirens, you'd find those in Johnston, by the way, they are way louder. And also 2001s have a bigger radius. Okay. And we have some of those in Atlantic. Those are white with a big FS on that noise thingamajigger, whatever it is.
Now, I think your dad told me you attended a meeting here in Atlantic that had to do with the serious weather warnings.
Yeah, with storm spotters.
Okay.
Storm spotters.
Yeah, I think you could be one of those. So anything else from that meeting that you remember that you'd like to share? You know, what did they have to tell you?
Well, lots of people out there think that tornadoes are the number one cause of death. It's not. Flash flooding is. So if you're ever listening to KJN and you hear something about a flash flood, get to a high area right now.
Okay. So listen up. Pay attention.
Yeah, listen up.
Let's change the subject. Let's talk a little bit about camps. Have you been to a summer camp this year?
Yeah, I've just got back from Ingham Okoboji Bible Camp, and that was paradise.
What were some of the things you did? What made it so fun?
Well, the best thing was the only people that were there to watch us were super, super, super nice counselors and no parents.
And those counselors.
And no chores. Yeah, no chores.
I'm surprised about that. I'm surprised they didn't put you to work doing dishes or serving
food.
Well,
we did wash the dishes, but that was fun because they caught all at the dish crew and we got to eat first.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's always more fun when you do things together, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. So and it was worth it, too.
Good food?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about some of the other activities?
Well, we played Capture the Flag. That was really fun.
That sounds interesting. I'm sure you did, swimming. Did you do canoeing?
We did canoeing and stuff.
Okay. The river was okay? You could.
No, it wasn't a river. It was more like a lake.
Okay. So you didn't have to worry about the flooding rivers and that
sort of thing. Okay. We were way up north by Okoboji.
Uh-huh.
Ingham.
Okay.
Ingham Lake, that's where we were.
Okay. So
just basically, like 2 hours north of Carroll.
What about the people that were at camp with you? Did you know anybody else that was at camp?
Well, Cody, I was talking about earlier. Uh-huh. He went.
Oh, good. And so, then you made lots of new friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something you think you'll do again?
Oh yeah.
Because it was.
I used to do the 3-day edition of it. Now this year I did the week, and I loved it.
So next time that opportunity comes up, you're going to be doing it.
Yeah.
So, and you were away from home for a week. What about that? Was that a
problem? No, it wasn't, because my dad made me sweep the barn because I got in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, well, maybe if they give me more time. And to think about it, maybe they'll let me off the hook. And if I stay here, guess what? I'll be sweeping the barn again. And let me tell you, that was not fun.
That's not on your list of fun things to do.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Well,
nope.
Let's
nope.
talk.
Nope. Nope.
We have just a not very much time left. Actually, you're going to be going into fifth grade.
Yeah, I said fifth.
And are you going to be doing any sports?
I'm going to be playing the Atlantic Steelers Junior Football All League.
All right.
And I'm also going to go to lots of Iowa State football games.
Right on. You're my
Iowa
kind of guy.
Iowa State rocks.
Well, I hope you'll come back and visit me again, Avery, because we have run out of time. You have lots more things to say. But thank you very much, Avery Anderson, for visiting with us.
Okay.
Until next time, here's a thought. Children are the living messages we send to a time we will not see.